1859. No Place. Vision for James White. The need for others to share James White's heavy workload in order that he can focus more on speaking and writing. I was shown in my last vision that God would have James give himself more to the study of the Word, labor more in word and doctrine, in speaking and writing. I was pointed back and saw that we had exhausted our energies in times past. Past anxiety and care had not been in vain. It was needed to bring the cause into a position where it would not languish and sink. Now the cause of God has strength. The tide of opposition is strong against it, but it has sufficient strength to stem this tide. Now the cause of God has strength. The tide of opposition is strong against it, but it has sufficient strength to stem this tide. Now such wearing labor, such privations, such agonizing to bring the church up is not required of us. But James' labors, in connection with mine, are to be spent in different places now and then, not to take the burden of the church, for they must bear their own burden, but to teach them God's word, the necessity of experimental religion, what it is, and the position they are called upon to occupy. This will be the labor for the church. And then I saw that the voice must be heard in the great congregation upon points of present truth, in clearness and with decision, presenting to the hearers and before the readers of the review, that whosoever will may come and be sanctified through the truth. From what I saw, there must be more consecration on our part, and we must live more in the light of God's countenance. I saw that with his mind exercised more upon Bible truth, James would be a better laborer. A little closer application will accustom the mind to dwell upon important truth. I was shown that God did not lay on us such heavy burdens as we have borne. Talk the truth to the church. Show them the necessity of working for themselves. The church has been carried too much. I saw that the reason we were not required to go through hard, distressing places and bear heavy burdens is because the Lord would have our voice tell, and we should be called upon when our help was actually needed. Our influence will be needed to overrule important moves that will be made. Errors occasionally will trouble the church, and our energies must not be exhausted so as to unfit us for the important occasions in which God would have us act a prominent part. I saw that our efforts have been crippled by the enemy, affecting the church to call forth from us almost double labor to cut our way through. Then afterwards follows lassitude and lack of strength. Our efforts have been crippled in this way. I saw that we had a work to do. Sometimes the adversary would resist every effort we might attempt to make, and the condition of the people was not such that God could safely bless them. But I saw that we should go right along and not feel that we are responsible for the result of these different meetings. We do our duty, and if the result is not as we could wish, it should not discourage us and weaken our confidence. At times the power of God will distill upon the people, and the result of our labor be very encouraging. We must take an even course, and then in the end we can accomplish much more good. I saw that we must have system and plan that we may expend our strength to the best advantage. I saw that care should be used in praying and speaking, that we should not injure the speaking organs, but we should command the voice, and by so doing, the speaking organs will be preserved from weakness a greater length of time, and will be less liable to disease.